Innovative Cardiff-based Taking Flight Theatre Company puts inclusion at the heart of its creative process, and members of the company have taken on mentoring roles. No stranger to RNIB Connect Radio, Tafsila Khan is working alongside the creative producer of Peeling, Beth House. I spoke to Beth, but began by asking Tafsila to explain her role for this production and within the company.
I'm one of the mentees on the project, so with this production, Taking Flight, had a call out for a number of mentees to come and shadow the people putting the production together. So there's somebody shadowing the person that's doing lighting, costume design, stage managing, director. And I'm shadowing Beth, who's the producer of the show. So with my kind of role in it, I'm getting feel for all those roles. So I'm working a little bit with the director, I've met the stage manager, I've helped a little bit with the trailers and audio flyers, so I'm getting quite a broad range of what goes on with putting on a production. And it's really interesting because, you know, you wouldn't really get that from anywhere else. And it's a really friendly cast, production team, all of them, like, there's no kind of hierarchy or, you know, that's the mentees and, you know, this is the actual professional lot of us. It's like, anything that's changed, whether it's to do with lighting or costume or the tour, everybody gets the same email to update them on what's been going on. So it's, you know, really enjoyable and interesting to be on the production. For me, it was that I'd get a feel for all the different parts of it, which interests me, you know, and has kind of blown my mind, and how much work goes into putting in the production. So now when I actually go and watch a show, I'm interested to see what music or lighting or costume are used, so it's brought a different side out for me even when I'm going to watch shows now. Before the actual rehearsal started, we would meet up once a week. At the beginning, it was like things like posters and tour dates, so learning that side of it, and now it's more rehearsal. So sometimes I'm with Beth, sometimes I've gone in and just sat in rehearsals myself, so it's good, you know, being with Beth, because I learn from what she's doing.
Tafsila's had quite a big part to play in arranging the rest of the celebrations around International Women's Day as well, because at the Riverfront on International Women's Day every year, they do have quite a big programme of activity, and we decided we wanted to have a panel discussion around some of the things that are mentioned in the play, and kind of handed that over to Tafsila really. So we've brought together a panel and worked out what time it's going to be on and where we can have space, and we put together some workshops in Newport before that, and Taff's been really involved. We've been to check out a couple of venues to see if we thought they were suitable, and then working out how we're going to actually let people know that that's happening. So that's been really brilliant to have Taff there as well, and a bit of support, because sometimes it can be quite lonely as a producer. There's so much to do, and it's been really nice to have someone there to work with me, to be there with me to do all those things as well.
Yeah, I've learnt a lot, and you know, I can totally appreciate how much goes into, you know, the show, because normally I just go along, watch the show, and not think that much about behind the scenes of what's gone on beforehand. So learning, you know, how much people have to work together to get it all done for a certain date, and how much goes into that, I think it makes me appreciate theatre more than I did before. It's definitely for this part of the tour. And I obviously like to stay involved with Taking Flight because I really enjoy and really appreciate the work that they do. And from this, I'm hoping to deliver training for venues and production companies in how to work better for visually impaired customers. And I think, you know, I've chosen and got in touch with the best production company in Wales to start that journey. Everyone should be included in going to watch theatre, and I think it's made a big difference to my life. Like, before, I'd never go and watch theatre, and now I've found that it can be accessible for blind and visually impaired people. This week I've already been to two productions, so that just shows you how many I go and see over the year now. The first time we did meet, Taking Flight, we're doing an outdoor production of The Tempest and Shakespeare's play, and I think that's where one of the things did hit me, that they had a deaf lady actually as the main person in the show. And I think that was one of the big factors in why I changed my mindset of, oh, well, she can be a, you know, the main lead in the show, there is space for disabled people, you know, on the stage and to actually go and watch these shows as well. So that was quite a profound time for me, I think, because all my life I've never been into the arts. And when I saw that, I thought it did totally change my mindset. So I'll go to Chapter or Sherman Theatre in Cardiff. I just went to Royal Welsh College of Music and Drama yesterday. So it's just looking for the access that's out there and the productions that are including that in their work. And if the show sounds interesting to me, then I normally go along. It's a big part of culture. I think you shouldn't really close the door on, which I had. I think it's very powerful, the arts. I always sided up with politics in a way, because I think you can in theatre put your opinion across and get people discussing themes and things that they wouldn't really come across on a daily basis. So I think it is quite a powerful tool and part of culture that we should all be included in.
I was just going to say, I think if someone's out there listening and they think, yeah, well, that's all very well, but my local venue doesn't provide audio description, I would encourage people to lobby those venues, because they have a duty to be including you in cultural experience. And if they're not offering touch tours, audio description, then you need to pressure them to provide, because it's not just a choice for venues now. People are realising that it's not just, oh, well, we don't really have those audiences, so we don't really bother. It's a chicken and an egg situation. If you don't put in that effort, you won't have those audiences. So people need to be contacting their local venues and saying, we want this and you have to give it to us. So that's something to kind of mention as well.
Tafsila, what will you be doing on the day Peeling opens?
So I'll be there, I suppose, from early on. We've got a panel discussion at 2 o'clock, which is about the choices that women make about reproduction, and especially deaf and disabled women. And then also, funnily enough, I'm going to be performing my comedy gig that I did with the RNIBC, The Funny Side. So that'll be something there before the show as well. So on the stage and off the stage for me on that day.
I think we'll both be really busy on the day, so you won't have time to get nervous.
No.
Because we'll be organising, it's the press night as well. So Taff and I will be greeting press along with Rachel, who's doing our marketing, and that they know what's happening for the evening, and kind of welcoming any audience members who might need some support before they go into the performance, all that kind of thing. That's going to be the role of me and Rachel and Taff on the night. So we'll be very much present, very much the face of Taking Flight, really. At the moment, on our webpage, there are all the dates and you can click through to book. So it's takingflighttheatre.co.uk. So our website is currently under construction, but it's very clear. You can see which venues we're going to on which day, and then you can click to book. Other than that, on our Facebook page, which is Taking Flight Theatre, each separate venue has a separate event on Facebook, and there's all the information on there. We also have audio flyers. We've got a Welsh language and an English language audio flyer. They're out on social media, so if you follow us on Twitter, that will pop up.
Beth House, creative producer of Taking Flight Theatre Company, and Tafsila Khan. Details of all performances can be found at takingflighttheatre.co.uk.